Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here to help you navigate this crazy world and keep those mental gears turning smoothly. Today we're diving into something super important, mastering the art of self-care for better mental health. Now, before you start picturing cucumber water and face masks, though those are great too, let me tell you, self-care is way more than just pampering yourself. It's about consciously making choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think of it like this. Your mental health is like a garden. It needs consistent care and attention to thrive. And trust me, neglecting it can lead to some pretty gnarly weeds popping up. So, how do we become master gardeners of our own minds? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate a happier, healthier you. First, learn to say no more often. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million directions, saying yes to everything and everyone? You know that feeling when your plate is overflowing and you're just running on fumes? Saying no isn't selfish. It's about protecting your energy and time for what truly matters. Prioritize your commitments, delegate when possible, and don't be afraid to set boundaries. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Second, make time for activities that bring you joy. Life gets hectic, I get it. But carving out even small pockets of time for things you genuinely love can make a world of difference. This could be anything from reading a good book to taking a walk in nature, jamming out to your favorite music, or simply curling up with a cup of tea and a good conversation. Think of these moments as mini vacations for your mind. They're essential for recharging and finding balance. Third, nourish your body with healthy foods. I know, another cliche, but hear me out. What you put into your body directly affects how you feel, both physically and mentally. Fueling yourself with whole unprocessed foods gives your brain the nutrients it needs to function at its best. So ditch those processed snacks and sugary drinks and opt for fruits, veggies, lean proteins, and healthy fats instead. You'll be amazed at the difference. Fourth, get enough sleep. I know, this one can be tough with our busy lifestyles, but trust me, it's worth it. Sleep is when your brain processes information, consolidates memories, and repairs itself. When you're sleep-deprived, everything feels harder. Your mood dips, your focus suffers, and you're more prone to stress and anxiety. Aim for 7-8 hours of quality sleep each night, and watch how it transforms your day. Finally, connect with others. Humans are social creatures by nature, and we thrive on connection. Spending time with loved ones, engaging in meaningful conversations, and building strong relationships can provide a sense of belonging, support, and happiness. Don't underestimate the power of human connection. It's one of the most effective ways to boost your mental well-being. All right, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's constantly stressed, juggling work, family, and social commitments. She feels overwhelmed, exhausted, and like she's barely keeping her head above water. Sound familiar? Sarah's life is a classic example of someone who's neglecting their self-care. She's saying yes to everything, pushing herself too hard, and sacrificing her own needs. But what if I told you Sarah could turn things around? What if she started prioritizing self-care in small, manageable ways? Sarah could start by saying no to some commitments, freeing up time for activities that bring her joy, like painting or spending time with friends. She could also focus on eating nourishing foods, getting enough sleep, and connecting with loved ones. By making these conscious choices, Sarah can gradually reclaim her energy, reduce stress, and cultivate a happier, healthier life. Remember, folks, self-care isn't selfish. It's essential. It's about taking responsibility for your well-being and making choices that support your mental health. Start small, be consistent, and you'll be amazed at the positive impact it can have on your life. So, what are you going to do today to prioritize your self-care? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media using Dopamine Declutter. Remember, every little step counts. I'm rooting for you. And until next time, keep decluttering those dopamine traps and living a life of purpose and joy. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.